Fuck,
what happened?
I had to restart that. I had to restart it. Hold on.
What'd you do, bro?
It wasn't actually recording. It didn't fully start recording. Like, it's not right now. It's like in the process. Hold on.
It says recording.
I know. It. There you go. Okay.
Welcome back.
For the second time.
I'm back, bitches. We're back. You know.
Back and barely breathing, huh? BBB.
Dude, I feel like back down barely breathing. It's bad.
You're down bad Thomas. DBT.
DBT. Down bad Thomas. DBA. Down bad Ant.
Speaking of down bad, so this last week I went to a place called Lagoon. It's in Farmington, Utah, right?
The fuck nowhere, huh?
Keaton, you're on mute.
I thought my shit was fucked up. I was like, not this.
Hey, by the way, real quick, so on that, like, someone fix their headphones or AirPods because something was like kind of like popping like in the background just with one of us. Just kind of make sure.
I don't hear around. Make sure.
You heard it too, though, right?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. No, you're good. Just while we're doing that.
Okay, so I'm gonna show up a little. I guess I can just do this. Let me see. There we go. So there's this place called Lagoon. The place is massive. Like, Lagoon is fucking packed full of people, right?
And you said this was located in Utah, correct?
Yeah, so it's a place called Farmington, Utah. It's like 30 minutes north of Salt Lake City. And we went with my girlfriend and I, and then a bunch of couple friends, we all went. But let me show you. This is like the ride that everyone clamors to be on. It's sick. So you start at the bottom. What it takes you all the way up here.
Wait. So you start at the bottom, like the ride or the line?
No, so the line starts like all the way out here. It starts deep. Okay. It's like an hour and a half long line. You start in here, like the ride itself is right in there. It takes you through here, and then you stop right here and you go up. Then you come out right here, overlooking the whole park. And like, you might not think this thing is huge, but you got to understand, this Ferris wheel is like 200 feet tall.
Yeah,
that's almost reminds me of the Superman from Six Flags in some things. Yeah. You know?
And so then you come down here and you basically, instead of dropping straight down, you go inverted. So it's like, if you're dropping straight down, you go back. And then like right here, there's like three corkscrews and like, it's a fucked ride, dude. It was insane. But the whole trip, this is a little off topic. I don't understand how high schoolers move, right? All of us, we graduated 18. I don't get how high schoolers react anymore because I don't also have a younger sibling. And a lot of it is like the Giat, saying Giat and like
phantom tax and shit.
So when I haven't really like said anything like this, right? But when I got up to the Airbnb that we were staying at, for some reason, we just kept saying Giat all the time, right? Like, in the moment, it was kind of funny, right? We were just like, sticking out your Giat for the Rizzler, shit like that. Singing songs.
It was in the moment. It was like memes just going around.
It was just like one of those things. We were just kind of having fun. Like, is it cringe looking back on it? Yeah, it was cringe. Let me preface, right? So our joke was that that's basically just how high schoolers speak now. Just like Giat and Phantom Tax and Skibbity, right? So
the fuck is that?
No, and
my little cousin does that shit all the time, and he's only in the eighth grade.
So we're at Lagoon, right? And we got there at 9 a.m., didn't leave till 11 p.m. So we were there all fucking day, and it was exhausting. Closer towards like the end of the day, a bunch of high schoolers started showing up around 5 or 6, right? And I had to run back and grab something. I think I was filling up this like water jug, and I was walking to this water station, and we're waiting in line for Cannibal, which is what that ride is called, that inverts. And it's a huge line, so I know I have plenty of time. And I get stuck behind these high school kids, right? They're just kind of like walking in like a line of five just going straight down. And these high schoolers were some of the most cringe people I've ever seen in my life. They were typical high schoolers. I could tell because like the way they were dressed, like they weren't like abnormal high schoolers. They were like walking by people and they go, ah, and like grown, like 80-year-old people. They're just walking by. They're going skibbity. And then this one time, I'm like,
you just can't make that up.
No. And I want to like speed past them, but I'm also like, God, this is like a train wreck. I feel like I need to watch this. So then one of the high schoolers goes, that is a Giat. And he says that about like an 85-year-old grandma. And his friend's like, it's not a Giat, it's a Giat. And his best friend goes, yeah, I got to have me some of that. And I'm like, this is not fucking real. This is not real.
This was to an 85-year-old.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, so they're like walking on this path, right? And I'm right behind him. And these high school girls, like four of them, right? So it's almost a perfect ratio. Walk like diagonal. And they kind of like bump into one of the high school girls, mad disrespectful. And they just go, they go, damn, girl, you so Phantom Tax.
What does that mean? Go,
what does Phantom Tax mean?
Okay, there's a streamer called Phantom, right? He's like with Kai Cenat and that group. He created this thing called Phantom Tax, and all it is a food tax, right? But people, high schoolers, thought it was super funny, so they started putting in like Phantom Tax and skibidi and fucking all these random ass words into their vocabulary, right? Like how we used to say poop stinks, God. But they use it as thinking that they have Riz.
It's all right here.
So they're like, damn, girl, you Phantom Tax. And then they like kind of turn around and this kid goes, Gat! That's a Gat! And then they just kind of start like, okay. And they kind of start like speed walking. And then they just kind of start like jogging a little bit. I don't know if they were uncomfortable or flirting or whatever. And all of a sudden these fucking high school kids book after them. They start chasing these girls.
What?
In public. In front of over 100,000 people who were there that day, or however many it was.
We're damned.
So,
and so
it says, if any of our kids can do that, come away.
No.
So
finish your thought.
Not happening.
Okay.
So
I'm already pissed at these kids. I'm like, God, these fucking kids are cringe. I don't want to talk to them anymore. I wasn't even talking to them. I just don't want to even think about these kids. Well, fast forward, we're waiting in line for the cannibal, right? Like 20 minutes later. The problem is, with cannibal, because the line's so long and all these high schoolers are coming in, they're just kind of weaving themselves in traffic, you know, like one person saving the spot and then 10 kids are getting in. So the line is just not moving. So we're kind of just stuck in like a line that just keeps getting longer and longer because high school kids just keep working into the middle of the line. All of a sudden, I see these high school kids and the same ones, and they're like walking by, and they're like, one of the kids like looked at a baby stroller. And he's just like,
no.
He goes, this is the Rizzler. And I'm just like, and then he walks. So then I'm like, I got to see what these fucking kids are doing again. So I kind of like get closer to him and I'm like next to my group. And they like look at me and they go, Zabada! And I'm like, ah, nice one, loser. And they. And I just turn around. I'm like, I'm not going to acknowledge these kids anymore. Oh, I just go, nice one, loser. And the kid turns around. And he goes, Phantom Tax. And I go, and he's like, you're being skibbity right now, dude. You're being skibbity toilet. And I go, dude, you're not funny. And he goes, yeah, well, I'm the Rizzler. What are you?
You're not the Rizzler.
I turn around and his buddy goes, his buddy goes, you're being Phantom Tax right now. And then one of his other friends goes, dude, you have to stop. It's kind of getting cringe now. And I turn around. I'm like, oh, now it's getting cringe? It's been cringe since you started. And then they're like, whatever. So they walk away. And I realize, I'm like, holy fuck. I am like the 80-year-old man who just had his lawn walked on by like a high school kid. They bested me. They made me cringe to the point where I actually negatively reacted. And Since then, I've made it my life's mission to not just get over exaggerated about that anymore. But man, it was so hard. It was so hard to maintain myself. And then I looked like the embarrassing party for like riling them up in front of a group of people. So
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
I couldn't have won there. It was so brutal.
Jeez, man.
So it says here, the phrase Phantom Tax, coined by the comedy creator Phantom, has taken over TikTok this week. Phantom created the term in late 2022 to describe a humorous bit where he took food from his friends. Like with the meme, Skibbity Toilet, even Gen Z is perplexed by Gen Alpha internet memes.
Doesn't make sense.
October 12th of 2023.
It's just incoherent. I don't either.
How that has any fucking relation with Riz is beyond me.
It's
you're
amazing.
You're so skibbity, so Phantom Tax, and other fun nonsense.
Yeah,
explained.
Yeah, you're so skibbity. And it just
5 days ago,
sense.
This is on the internet.
Yeah,
this is pathetic.
That's common. Yeah.
Oh, that's skibbity?
So skibbity.
What'd you say? So skibbity.
Skibbity.
Skibbity. Skibbity toilet.
S-K-I-B-I-D-I, I think. Skibbity.
Yeah. Skibbity. Yeah.
Skibbity. Skibbity-doodah.
Skibbity.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cringe. I don't know. It's cringe, but it's just I don't understand high schoolers anymore. And then it ages me where I'm like, Jesus, man, are we that old that it's just past us? We've been out of high school for 5 years. But
do you think we were ever like that in high school?
Yes.
Like all together as a group?
I know I was.
Well,
I still am.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Hey, Zach.
He was giving me doodawing fucking apples across the fucking quad.
And putting freaking fart canisters in our freaking and smashing them inside my in our English classroom, Keaton. It wasn't me, guys.
Was fucking taking guys. All the Phantom Tax.
And then freaking Mr. Roach had to come in and be like, "All right, guys."
No. Yes. Sorry, I'm watching the Diamondbacks game, so I apologize, but. Big out. Anyway, yeah, it's cringe. High schoolers are cringe. I just had that story because I thought it was so funny that a high schooler literally got the best of a 23-year-old. Probably
stop with the fart bomb. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. I'm being so skibbity toilet right now. I'm being so Rizzler.
Smells like squibby toilet in here.
Yeah, guys.
No
this
way
not...
that's just used like that too.
Dude,
I'm
Phantom Tax.
Zach,
such a Phantom Tax.
When we get off, I will play a YouTube video, or I'll send you one, and it's like how people, dude. It was the most bizarre, and the amount of kids I heard saying this, I'm like, dude, I've never.
Bad.
Please tell me you actually got videos of them saying this shit.
No, I wanted to take out my phone, but I just was like, I want to live in the moment in this, and I didn't have a lot of battery, so I'm like, whatever. I should have though. Yeah.
Missed opportunity right there. We needed to see that.
Missed opportunity, man.
Yeah. Well,
there's always next time.
What a shame.
Yeah, brutal. Anyway, that was Lagoon. Fun trip. Great time. But Anthony, obviously we missed last week. And Zach, I know, was out doing some stuff. I was out doing some stuff. Anthony was in Cabo. Yes. Zach, did you have something that happened over the last week? That
yeah, I could say it pretty quick. Oh man, this is pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie. So I go out last weekend to the San Clemente bars, and there's a group of women that are probably like 35-ish. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, what the fuck like are they doing here? Because they were all like dressed up nicely, and like one of the girls had like a celebration, what's that thing called again? Where it like goes across their fucking body.
Sash. Oh,
what is that called?
Sash.
Yeah. They had a sash, and I was like, dude, what the fuck does that say? I thought it was like a happy birthday, like a 30-year-old birthday or something. I was like, that's weird. And so we saw him at one bar, and then we went to this next bar, and we were like dancing on like the dance floor. I was like, all right, like I want to spit out my gum, right? So I take my gum, and these girls are sitting right next to where like the bar is, and the dance floor is like right here. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I threw the gum in one of the fucking cups, and it went right in this girl's cup, full drink. And the three next to it were empty. And so I was like, okay, that one's gonna be empty, right? And so I wasn't even paying attention to it. And the girl I was with, she was like, hey, Zach, I think you threw it in the girl's cup. And I was like, no way, right? There's no way. They're all empty. Because they weren't even like facing, they were basically like facing this way, not this way. And so I look and I was like, oh my God, it's like floating on top of the line, the piece of gum. And so I'm like I couldn't stop staring at it. I was like this, like my jaw was dropped and everything. And so these girls start looking Bro, this girl was 8 bridesmaids. She had a fucking party, man, in San Clemente, and she was a bridesmaid. And I was like, the dash said bride to, or whatever it was, like bride to be or something like that, or like wife to be. And I was like, oh shit. And so then this group of guys walk up to them. They're like, hey, are you celebrating something? She's like, yeah, I'm getting married in 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my God. And so I'm watching this drink, right? I'm like, try not to make it obvious. So I'm like, I'm kind of going like this. And this girl, she grabs her fucking cup. Let's just pretend this is like the cup. And she goes, started swirling it around. The cup literally just comes to the top, and I was like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. So we walked away to the other side of the fucking dance floor, right? And so they know it's us, clearly, right? We just want to get away from it. We use the restroom, and the girl comes out. She's like, you'll never know who is in the stall next to us talking about gum being in their drink. And I was like, no way. And she's like, yep, they're right there. And they walked out right after her. And I was like, we need to leave. We need to fucking leave. So that's, we bounced. Foul. I felt so fucking bad, bro. Right in her fucking drink.
That's right, so in her foul. Drink.
Oh. That's fucking awesome.
Like, that shit's fucked.
Yeah.
So fucked.
Oh, shit. Anthony, you know, you were in Cabo for your little birthday bash. It looked like it was quite a time. We have some pictures here that I will so conveniently do you want to go ahead and start
now.
First?
Okay. We'll do the videos and then I'll tell you when to pull which one up. All right.
Okay.
So there's two photos and there will be one video. The video I will not be watching. I refuse to watch that video because I look like a deer in headlights. You guys will, for the viewers, Zach and Keaton, you guys will understand why. So 24th birthday starts off, right? So let me recap everyone that was there at Cabo. It was me, my mom, my dad, Todd and Christina. And then it was Stewie, his girlfriend, Sam, Stewie's sister, Jordan, and her fiance, Alex, and Stewie's parents, Jeff and Sharon. So immediately right off the rip, me, Stewie, Sam, Alex, and Jordan, we go to this breakfast brunch thing around like 9 a.m. And, we're all hungover, but it's my birthday, so we're like, hey, we're getting pretty fucked up. So basically, short story of that is, end of the brunch, I am 5 mimosas deep and a Captain and Coke deep already, and I'm feeling it. I turn to Alex and I go, dude, I'm already feeling it. This is not okay. And Alex, I'm like, yeah, me too, bud. Let's get out of here. Let's go to the pool. Let's have more drinks. And I was like, bet, let's do it. So we're at the pool now, and you know, we get the drink on. You know, we're going. The drinks are rolling. We're getting good food by the pool, just hanging out. And then it's time to go to the room, get changed, pregame more. And all of us kids, you could say then, right? Me, Sam, Stewie, Alex, Jordan, we all had a room to ourselves, and we're all in the same room. We're all getting ready, getting dressed. We're pregaming as well with some beers, you know. And then we all got ready. We went down to the shuttle, had more beers on the shuttle on our way to a different resort, to a different like hotel resort. And when we finished those beers now, like, all right, let's go. So now people are taking forever to get to the actual restaurant area in this like resort. I think it's called the Rosé, if I'm not mistaken. And we're walking, me, Jordan, my dad, and Jeff, we're all walking by this pool. And there's a inflatable orca floaty in the middle of the pool. And Jordan looks at me and she says, $5, jump in the pool and go jump on it. Jeff looks at Jordan and says, fuck that. $10, aunt, jump to the pool and ride the orca. And I go, deal. So I jump on the orca and I'm riding the orca. And here is the photo of me riding on the orca. Dude. We are all in nice clothes, by the way. As you can tell, I jumped in with my button-up collared shirt with my jeans and shoes with socks on. Yes, 100%. It was the greatest thing ever. I got a lot of looks and a lot of videos taken of me on this. And this ended up being the best photo that was taken. I was riding that thing and it was great. And then I almost ate shit and fell when I was getting off of it. And I almost fell all the way into the pool. That would have sucked, but I didn't. So that right there, I'm already sauced, right? You could just tell on the phone. Like, I'm sauced. I'm feeling confident. I'm good to go, right? I'm ready to ride. Like, let's roll. By the way, this phone is taken at 7 o'clock at night.
Oh,
this is 7 o'clock at night.
That is the greasy hour.
Yes. Yeah, so this was same thing. So time zone in Cabo right here, it's the same thing as Pacific. So in California and all that. So we're still, so Keaton's still an hour ahead. So for him, it's 8 o'clock. So then now we're at dinner. No. Before dinner, we go to the bar. We get more drinks. Then we get to dinner. Then we go to the restaurant that's right next door to the bar. Yeah. And now this is when it gets blurry, but I think I can explain it pretty well from here. So then immediately Jeff's ordering rounds of shots. We're ordering food, right? At one point. And then there was at one point we all, the guys just took all lemon drop shots. It was a good time, right? That was like shot number four for me. And then apparently to the side, to the left of me, Stewie was sitting next to me. And apparently Stewie looks at the waiter and he goes, "Hey, two tequila." Super quiet, super just nonchalant. I didn't see what the fuck happened. I was watching NHL highlights of the Bruins game because I wasn't able to watch it. So I had no idea what was happening, right? I was finishing that up. Then the tequila shots come out and everyone's cheering on Stewie and I to take him. So we down the tequila shots. Then in the background of me, that's in a different video, but I'll just explain it. Jeff is standing behind me apparently, and he's gathering up a whole group, a table of girls, and it was a bachelorette party or something like that, because this lady was about to get married. And he calls them all over and says, "Hey, it's this guy's 24th birthday, you know, celebrate, make him happy." Mm-hmm. And this, if you want, you can pull up the video. This is a video that I won't be watching because I look like a deer in headlights. I one real quick for viewers. I am so drunk. I'm a deer in headlights. I don't know what to do after this tequila shot. It's bad. It's really, really bad. But
hold on.
Play it away.
Yeah. You get it. I gotta find it. Hold on.
No, you're all good.
Here, let's play this.
I'll be back. Are you actually not gonna watch it?
No, that's, I'm not watching video. It.
Hold on. We're gonna.
You gotta watch it at least once, man.
Why did it not?
Do I watch it? All right, I'll watch it for the. I'll watch it.
Give us your reaction on the pod.
Hold on. All right,
bet. You got it, right? I emailed it.
No. I have it. I'm trying to.
I have it.
Okay. Sorry. For some reason, it didn't save the file name I gave it, so yeah, it was being really funky. Okay. All right, we're gonna restart right now.
Oh boy! All right. Oh.
Anthony.
Jesus, dude. Anthony.
The girl in the white was the one getting married, by the way, and she was kissing me a lot.
Oh my God, dude.
That was the weird thing.
That's the Rizzler right there. Now I get it.
Oh my God. She was kissing me a lot.
Oh, dude.
A lot. So then that happened. And we get more drinks afterwards. It was a good time. Then as we're leaving, we thank them. But then they do another celebration birthday thing. I was standing in the middle of all of them. They're doing some sort of happy birthday chant or whatever. It was cool. They were really, really, really nice ladies for sure. Thank you, Jeff, for that. But then after that, we walked from there to downtown Cabo. Night's not done yet. We go to a bar. We play some beer pong. And we literally played with 40 liters of Pacifico. Biggest bottle of Pacifico I've seen in my life. And they just start dumping in these cups. And me and Alex are playing against Stewie and Jordan. It was a good time. And after that, Alex and I, we took the bottles. We left. And we started drinking downtown Cabo. Threw them away when we were done. Then we headed to this next bar. I thought it was a 15-minute walk to this next bar. Apparently, it was just right across the street. I did not know. So then immediately we get there and Jeff is shoving me to this corner. And I'm like, Jeff, where are we going? He goes, oh, son, you just wait. He pushes me into a corner and this is where I start getting hung upside down. And the way they did it was, Jeff, they, I don't know what it was. They Velcroed me. There it is. Yep. So they've.
Fuck, man.
Let's keep this up for a second. All right. There's a lot going on here. So
you look like a slave.
Okay. That's.
Let's target you, bro. Let's zoom in one more on it. Zoom in one more on it. Like you're
starting there you go.
All
right.
Let's keep it like this. So let's look at this for example. All right. Jeff is pulling me up with it. You can see him with the rope right there. My shirt is off because the guy who was doing this, the whole thing in the bar, took my shirt off of me, slapped my chest. You can see there's a red mark on my belly right there, if you look close enough, and shoved two captain shots down my throat and started shaking my head. Alex gave me my phone, and as you can tell, there's a POV angle of me going right there. You can see my phone in my hand. And then you have my dad, Sam, my mom, Sharon, Jordan, Stewie, and Alex there. And I was not okay after that. As you can only imagine. I was dizzy. I was not okay. A great photo overall, but my God. And also, if you look closely, my shoes are really, really dark still from me being soaking wet earlier in the water from the orca.
Right, your ankles were holding up.
Dude, they were grasping those things. That was crazy. Great ankle support right there, fellas. No ankle ant right there. And then after that, I sat down, drank water. Jeff was dancing away. Stewie was dancing with some randos that were warming underneath him, which was really, really weird. You know the worm? Worm. So, okay, a worm, but you're on your back. These guys were doing that, and Stewie was like on top, like this.
Nah, bro, that's
yeah. It was a little bit weird. I'm not gonna lie, but it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I don't remember getting back to the hotel room after that. That was the last thing I really remember, honestly. We went to another bar. Apparently, I don't remember that. Jeff and I slow danced to Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. I don't remember that. There's a video of it, though. It's really, really funny. That's about it. That was my birthday. And then later on throughout the day, we went to Mango Deck. They got me a bandana thing that says it's my fucking birthday. It's in my backpack right now. It's hilarious. Got a lot of photos with that. Other than drinking a shit ton, we went ziplining, and that was about it. And we got really, really drunk. Next day, by the way, I was puking in the toilet for about 20 minutes.
Jeez, man. Fuck.
Yeah. So.
That is not good.
So that's my story, I guess. That's
well
my
celebrated, though,
chaotic. Man. Oh, very well celebrated. If you asked me a year ago, said, hey, Aunt, what are you doing for your 24th birthday? I would have said, probably have a beer and go to bed. That was complete opposite.
You didn't do either.
Nope, that was complete opposite.
Captain and Cokes and didn't sleep.
I don't know how many Captain Cokes I had, if I'm going to be completely honest. I had too many. I was in double digits for sure.
Insane, bro. Mm.
Plus the shots. That's but that was my birthday, though. It was a great time. Great Cabo trip. Thank you.
Sick.
You know, it was great hanging out with the Stewarts. And my parents were there. Loved it. But you know what? I'm tired of this. I want to talk football. I missed last week. Let's get the show on the roll,
well,
shall we?
There wasn't a pod last week, so you didn't miss much. But yeah, we still missed last week, so.
Oh, well then, you know what? Run it back, fellas. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. Saddle down. Hold on. All right, that might be a little bit random, but I need to highlight that Jake Bobo is my favorite player in the NFL now.
insane, bro. The glaze is crazy right now.
Zach's saying I'm glazing. We're going to obviously.
Insane, bro. We just had an intro with fucking Jake Bobo. Jake Bobo bagging.
Look, you're going to see this catch. You're going to see this catch.
I saw it. It's nice.
No. The world's going to see this catch, okay? All right.
All of you.
What?
All of you out there right now.
It's me. It's me. I was the one that caught that ball.
Yeah, I doubt it.
This is a crazy pass and catch, though.
That was nuts. Mm. Yeah, that's filthy. Yeah. Mm.
Undrafted free agent out of UCLA running a 4.940, and he's catching that? Look at this. Look at.
See it.
Oh, God. One, oh, my God.
Two.
Look at that.
That was
look
insane.
Look at where his foot is. And that was inbounds because he caught it by shoelace. I am glazing for a goddamn reason, okay?
You know what? You can glaze and guzzle all you want, Keaton. That was great.
And you know what? He's a dog. We're not gonna act like that didn't exist. Man, football.
I won't get one free from fucking Krispy Kreme today, huh?
Something like that, dude. Football, man.
Football. All right. Well, boys.
Fuck.
Let's dive into fantasy,
shall we?
Yeah. I want to get my team out of the way first. Since our teams are the same here.
We went up.
I know. But I need to rant. Okay.
Go for it. Rant. Do it.
Look, I love Geno Smith as a quarterback, as a leader, as just a guy, you know, on my team. He has kind of stunk this year, right? He's playing a little bit like the Jets Geno that I know. And as decent as he's been in like making the throws, he's also had a lot of turnovers this year. And right, like it's not that he's played horrible, but he's played kind of just inconsistent. He's 22nd, right? And I keep starting him. But then Tony Pollard is 13th. He keeps dropping down the leaderboard. He started as 5th and now he's 13th. Kenneth Walker is playing fantastic. He's the only good player on my team. Christian Kirk is playing fantastic. T. Higgins sucks ass. T. Higgins stinks ass, dude.
What happened to you benching him? What happened to that?
Well, I was going to bench him. But then fucking Debo's out. And Debo's had an awful year, too. So it's like, cool, I'm stuck with T. Higgins because who do I have? Michael Gallup. I have no one to play right now. It's awful.
My guy.
It's so awful. TJ Hawkinson is the number two tight end.
Dude, wait. You're starting two tight ends, you bum?
I had to.
No.
Oh. No. This isn't set for this week. This was last week's lineup. But Tony Pollard was on a bye week. So then I had to use my flex player, which was and T. Higgins was on bye. So I had to replace Debo with Michael Gallup or something.
No, you didn't replace Debo. You didn't even
that's right. I left Debo in. I literally left Debo in.
No, you because, took him out, but it was just yeah, empty
because
slot.
Our freaking league is stupid. So I was playing with 8 players or whatever it is. Yeah, 8 players. And I had to run a double tight end stack with Cam Akers as my running back. And I got 1 point from the Packers defense because Dallas was on a bye week. Anders Carlson got under points again. I'm over it. My fantasy team sucks. People keep trying to send me trades, and I'm just not doing it because I'm stubborn. And if I'm gonna lose, I'm gonna lose on my own terms, and I'm not gonna benefit someone else's roster with shitty trades. I got cooked this week, Anthony. We can talk about your team, but I want to point out.
I got cooked. Hold on.
I want to point something out, Anthony. I want to point something out before we move into your team a little bit. There, we have a tradition in our group that a lot of us will usually concede before the game's actually over, right?
You did it, though. You did it first. Okay. Do not hold on. That at me doing it first.
Hold on. I was bitching early Sunday morning because I didn't know Debo was ruled out. I was gone for a weekend. It's whatever. It's not that big a deal. But I was bitching. And so I told Anthony, basically in our fantasy group chat, I said, GG's, man, like there's no shot I win, whatever. You know, it's like, it's whatever. I give up. Fast forward, Anthony's like, no, I think you might win. My team's been blowing chunks lately, yada, yada, yada.
And that's just me being fair with it. Like, because the past 2 weeks, they have been blowing chunks. It's been really, really bad, right? Underperforming. I was all like, dude, don't count yourself out yet, right?
Yeah.
That's all I was. That was the whole point with that, right?
So halfway through the week, or through the games.
Through the day.
The Seahawks game just starts. And Anthony texts me. He's like, well, GG's, man. Like, I told you were going to win.
I was pissed because my team was actually losing. I was like,
I have like a 6-point lead, and half of my players.
You had a 70% chance at one point. I was like, this is unbelievable.
And so with a 70% chance, Anthony goes, GG's. The second he said that, my team crumbled. Literally on cue.
And my team started rising.
Team fell apart. My team absolutely just slipped out of pocket.
So when Keaton said GG's, his team was rising. And when I said GG's, my team started rising, basically. So, and then mine got the upper hand on that.
The curse is real. But
the curse is real. But don't get me wrong, I'm still not proud with my team's performance, though. I would have lost to everyone but Isaac, I think.
Yep.
And, right? Isaac? Yes. No, I would have lost. No. I would have beat Diego, Alex. The 1 week when Alex puts up 82 points and he beat me with 172, fuck yourself, Alex. Anyways, Diego, Alex, Isaac, and John. I would have beat John.
Yeah. I need to point out that I believe I was 2-1 or whatever, and we had Isaac on, and Anthony said that I had like a 70% chance to make the playoffs. Since then, I lost to Isaac. I lost to someone else, and then I lost to you, Anthony. So
you're not good.
You now have a 13% chance. I looked at it.
My season is pretty much wraps. The only person I'm better than is Isaac, but my team has failed to score over 100 points for 2 straight weeks, though. So I don't know. It's health, and it was just
not a recipe for success.
Bad picks, man. It's just underwhelming.
So for me with my team. I mean, I had to start Jordan Love. I mean, I didn't have to. I could have started Kirk, but I mean, Kirk was going against Niners defense. We're gonna get into that later, Zach. Sorry. But he was going up against the Niners defense. I was like, I'm not doing that. Sorry. Nope. No, thank you. Right. So I started Jordan Love. He's still, you know, he underprojected, but still 15 points, not bad. Ramondre, he's slowly making a climb right now, which I'm happy about. He's finally putting up double points last 2 weeks in a row now. Aaron Jones, you know, like he's just coming off a hamstring injury. I mean, 8 points coming off a hamstring injury, still outscoring AJ Dillon. I'll take it, you know. Devontae, see, now that's pissing me off though. My number one pick right there, and Raiders are just not utilizing it. They're constantly targeting Jacoby Myers, and it's pissing me the fuck off. Like, but every single time they are throwing it to Devontae, it's horrible throws. I'm watching these and I'm going, this is just garbage. Like, look, 12 targets?
He started the game with 6 catches and 45 yards. And
he that did. Was like yes, in the he was first on fire with it.
Like the first quarter and second a half. Quarter, and he then he basically did quarter, nothing.
Second quarter, he never got targeted ever. Yeah. It was all Jacoby. Never once got targeted in the second quarter, which was starting to piss me off. And I'm just hoping that, you know, Raiders will actually do something. Jalen Waddle, I mean, 12 points. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I'm kind of upset that I made that trade with T. Lou. I should have kept AJ Brown, but you know what? I did realistically, I needed a quarterback. I needed to switch up some things. So I'm hoping to bounce back a little bit here. I have some plans I plan on making. Goddard, you know, he's finally put in work. I love it. And Zay Flowers, a dog. Sorry. Zay Flowers is a fucking dog. Love it. Love that guy.
He's really good.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I didn't never traded him away or anything. I was close to, but I said not to because I had faith in him over Hollywood Brown, and I'm happy I decided that. And then Dolphins defense, I actually did not start this time because they were going up against the Eagles. But so I went up with the Seahawks defense instead, picked him up from the waivers. And then Tyler Bass has been underperforming a lot, which is shitty, is what it is, though.
Yeah.
Bench is not looking great, though. But I mean, we're looking to bounce back here, going up against Diego next week. So we'll see how that goes. Says I'm projected to win, but projections don't mean shit. So.
This is a defense that's starting to honestly kind of rock it right now. Not going to lie.
Oh, I'm dropping them. If you want them, you can have them.
Yes, please. Thank fuck.
Yeah, I got
them. I was actually going to make a trade right now, but I didn't want to drop the Dallas defense. So I don't know if I want them, but.
Oh, do you want to trade? I'll drop them. We can trade instead.
Yeah. I'm sure we could do a trade. Why not?
No, dead ass. I will actually cancel the freaking. Waiver if you really want.
I would never just willingly give you the Dallas defense, but that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that in private. Zach, do we want to talk about your team a little bit?
Yeah.
Zach's team is going to win. I'm saying it now.
I don't think Zach's team will win, but
I think Zach's team will win.
Don't bet it now, man.
Dude, your team is nuts. Your team is nuts.
Yeah, so the main thing that I was looking at was starting Jahmyr Gibbs over Michael Thomas, but I just couldn't get myself to because he's fucking sucked all year. So I just started Michael Thomas, and he's averaging 12 points a game. So I was like, fuck it. If I have Michael Thomas in my flex and he gets 12 points a fucking game, like there's no shot he doesn't get 12. So he got 13.2, which I was really happy about. And that was on Thursday Night Football. And then Alvin Kamara has been fucking going crazy since he's been back. Probably, I think, RB 2 or 3 since his suspension. But he's a one-man wrecking fucking ball in New Orleans. He's been fucking going crazy there. But he's really the only thing that can save them low-key with that offense. So I think he's going to continue doing really well. Raheem Mostert and Cooper Kupp did not perform at all for some strange reason. Tyreek Hill was Tyreek Hill. And then, can you click on Darren Waller's name? I'm actually curious to see where he's right now.
Here, I'll also do this right now. A little bit easier to look. Darren Waller right now is the fifth best tight end.
Yeah.
Which is insane, considering like how shitty he's been to start.
He really hasn't done that well, yeah. But I projected him to be a top three tight end, so I think it could still happen. That would be crazy.
There it is. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, like 6, 5, 5.
No.
But then he had 16, 9, and then 22.
Right. Man. So he's been kind of heating up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been getting there. He's getting you points at least, you know. At least
team is doing pretty hot.
Also, Tyrod Taylor is in my opinion, a much better quarterback in terms of the game.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
Daniel Jones.
He's actually not bad.
No, he doesn't do anything that's like, oh yeah, this guy's going to win me some games. But I'll tell you what, his pocket presence and ability to like know when he needs to step up is insanely better than Daniel Jones. Yeah. And I think that was the biggest difference in watching the game was that there was just Daniel Jones to me just looks for the first read, and if he doesn't find it, he takes a sack.
He just runs. Yeah. Or he
tries to run.
Taylor was spreading it around pretty well.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, he did really well. I don't know, bro. Kamara has been a fucking beast. He's a one-man show in fucking New Orleans. That dude has been going crazy since he's been back from his suspension.
Yeah.
I don't know. Michael Thomas has been good too, but it'd be cool to have a fucking flex player score more than 20 points a game in Jahmyr Gibbs, but he's just too unreliable right now. So I'm just starting Michael Thomas just to get like 13 and letting my star Jahmyr players Gibbs go went off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, he's looking pretty solid, not gonna lie.
I mean, you won, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter, but
yeah.
It's still
you won by very good match.
For sure.
Well,
real quick.
Go ahead.
So, boys, I need your guys' opinion on this.
Okay.
Not taking it, by the way. I just really need you guys to hear this. Proposed trade from Alex. Alex and I were trying to cook something up, right? I was talking to him like, hey, I'm willing to give up Waddle. I'm willing to give up Waddle and someone else for potentially like Amon Ra or something like that, right? Like, let's work something out, right? Let's work out a fair trade of some sort, right? And he was all like, for sure. He was all like, let me think about it. Let me do something. I was like, yeah, dude, no worries. Right. And I was like, and if nothing can pop up, then no worries. Like totally fine. Right. So he started texting me something about like, if Devontae's not on the question, cause he knows I don't really want to get rid of Devontae yet. He was like, then probably not Amon Ra. I'm all like, oh, okay, that's fair. And then he sent me some other stuff. And then I didn't get to it because I was driving back to SoCal today. He then randomly proposes me a trade. And then he said he wants Devontae Adams. And he would give me Jeff Wilson Jr. and DJ Moore.
It's an awful trade. Well, it's not the worst trade I've seen, but it's not great.
What's Jeff Wilson going to do for me?
Nothing.
Thank you.
It's just it's just a body that you have to drop another player for.
Yeah, there's no
when everyone's healthy, he's the RB3 in Miami. That
and he's telling me he keeps telling me that Jeff Wilson's going to be RB1, he's going to go off, and I'm like, "No, he's not. He's not."
No, you're not.
Alex keeps trying to send me trades too, and I'm just like, I'm not doing it, man. Sorry.
What kind of trade does he have? No trade value right now.
Yeah.
Alex has trade value. It's just the fact he's so stubborn. Like, he won't get rid of like two players on his team, and those are the only two good players on his team, right? You can't make a trade for one of those two players with like other really good players, though, right? Because he has two really good players or so. And as you can try trading like pretty decent like players for that one really good player, right? To make it pretty fair, but he won't even do that though, because he's hard stuck on those two guys. He's trying to make trades to make so like he'll give you like one okay player that like looked really good for like 2 weeks and then has been mediocre, like a normal player, and a shit player for one of your best players to make his team better.
Right.
And it's just like, make it even though. Stupid. Well, okay.
Well, that's why you decline him, right?
I just declined it. Yeah. By the way, Keaton, real quick, let me tell you what Stewie said and then we'll move on. So Stewie said to me, because he was texting me about the whole thing, he was pretty pissed off. He said, just to let you know, if this trade gets vetoed, I will leave the league. And he said, genuinely so mad, bro. Every single time I want to trade, someone says to veto it. And I said, it most likely won't get vetoed. None of the trades get vetoed end of the day. Personally, I'm neutral with the trade. I just want to see what happens with it all. He then says, yeah, I know. I'm just letting you know if it gets vetoed, I'm done. Just trying to find a way to win the league and make trades. I said, I would not leave the league if I got vetoed. And then he said, I will highly consider it. And then I just didn't respond after that because I was driving and I didn't care enough.
It ain't that serious, bro.
So, John also... Real quick, while we're on this, John just sent me a trade, and I
for Nico Collins? Question mark.
Yeah,
he's been trying to get rid of. He sent Zach and I in our group chat that we have, the three of us, like three or four different trades now of him trying to get rid of Nico Collins. It's hilarious
because Nico Collins is struggling right now. But can I just pull this up? It's such a hit or miss. It's such a hit or miss trade request. So he wants. He would want me to trade T. Higgins and Jared Goff, which, in my defense, Jared Goff has been sitting on my bench this whole time because I'm a pussy and won't stop playing Jared Goff or Geno Smith for Russell Wilson and Nico Collins.
That's tough, lightweight, though. It's tough
because
T. Higgins has been fucking blowing chunks this year.
And the shitty part is he plays against an SF defense. I don't know. I don't. I'm almost inclined to maybe add another player to this trade.
I would say get rid of Nico Collins for someone else, and then
that's kind of what I want to do.
And then see what he says to that. Oh, real quick, then if we're still here, since we talked about that Stewie trade, can you please just pull it up so we can? Because it's disgusting. Like, right, boys? Like, it's disgusting. I'm not a fan of it. I didn't tell Stewie that, but I'm not a fan of it, but I'm going to let
it play out. Wait, he sent this to me?
Stewie did?
Oh, this was on the 15th. Was it?
15th of October is when he sent that. Okay, go to PP Poopoo Men.
Yeah.
Go up.
There we go.
There it is. Down. There it is. That was accepted.
Okay. Well, I can't zoom
in. Click the blue arrow.
Here, I can just do this.
I was going to say, you can click the blue arrow and then I guess it'll take you to it.
Oh, God. That's a weird... Yeah, I'll just... Yeah, that's a really weird trade. I don't like that.
Like,
did it go through?
Yeah, it's accepted. Yeah. It's not through yet, but it's accepted, and it'll go through on Wednesday or Thursday. Here's the thing. You have James Cook, who's an RB2 right now, and you have Josh Downs, who realistically, really looking at it, nobody right now. Nobody. For Austin Eckler.
Josh Downs.
Josh Downs. That's what Stewie's been doing. Have you not realized that, though? He's been trading away players that have done good for 2 weeks, and they're basically nobodies. He trades them away, and then they don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So literally what happened to T-Lew.
James Cook is good. All
right, Zach, let's calm down.
James Cook is good, but I'm not trading him. I'm not trading him.
For Josh Downs.
For Josh Downs. Josh.
You just laugh at him.
Wait, what is James Cook though? RB what?
James Cook is like
14. Dude.
Well, no, he's had some decent weeks. It's just been coupled with some shitty weeks against decent defenses. But still, he hasn't gotten over 20 points yet. And you just traded Austin Eckler, against Dallas and Kansas City, the two top five defenses.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
Against Miami week one, he almost dropped a 30 bomb.
Isaac might benefit from this. But
maybe with more consistency, but he just got rid of some fucking star power.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing though, too.
Yeah, got rid of the way, star power, bro.
The way I look at it though is that if they agree to it, let the kids play. Let's see what happens, right? It could really benefit Isaac. It could really benefit Stu. Or it could straight up both fuck each other so much where their teams back down to the bottom. Isaac's team's already been at the bottom. Stewie's team back down the bottom, him losing again for him not to do his punishment. Second year in a row, right? You never know.
Womp womp.
Womp womp, right? So you never know. But I'm down. I wasn't going to veto it, but I say let the kids play, figure it out. Let's sit back. Eat the popcorn, see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump into power rankings. I do want to highlight this. So this moves into a little bit of talking about the some of the teams that have struggled, some of the teams that have played really well, and some of the players that are starting to kind of find their stride. And you know, we'll talk a little bit about the teams in the power rankings. But I did want to highlight this. So Kyle Pitts is finally getting his opportunity to shine. And I got to highlight this is because I've had my doubts about whether or not he's good. This is one of the best catches I've seen in a long time, especially for a tight end. Let me see if I can slow this down. Okay, because they'll slow it down after. Wait till they. Oh.
Insane, bro. Insane.
Look at that. And then he like
dude puts got some big ass hands.
Dude. He had a good game, man. And you know, I said it, I know it's a short clip, but Falcons are kind of making a little bit of noise. Desmond Ridder sucks ass.
He's so bad, bro.
But it's not the worst.
Honorable mention real quick, sorry. Boston just beat the Blackhawks 3-0. Boston is 6-0 right now in the NHL.
I don't care.
I didn't ask if you cared or not. I'm saying honorable mention right there.
The Diamondbacks just advanced to the World Series since 2001.
I don't care.
That's fun to watch. Yeah,
I don't care. Same shit.
Well, I didn't care. I don't care if you didn't.
NFL.
Hey, you're Kraken one, by the way.
So, that's sick, man. Diehard Kraken fan. You know me.
They won an OT, dude.
I'm surprised Grubauer didn't give up goals. Anyway, this is our power rankings from last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say.
Two weeks ago.
I feel like a lot's changed. I really do.
A lot has changed. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
This is the wrong one.
This is the wrong one. It keeps changing on me. So a lot has actually changed. This is from, like, I think week two.
Can I just say number one already, what I think?
Go ahead.
Eagles.
I was thinking of doing this.
Yeah.
or were you thinking about this? Well,
I see my guts leaning more towards that right there. And then I'm...
You know it was number three?
Huh?
You know it was number three?
No, I couldn't. I don't have a number three. I have my top two, and that right there is my top two.
I know who's number three.
Who's number three? The Ravens?
What was his name, though?
We put in the Ravens there?
Fucking hate it, but...
That's what I'm doing.
That's not bad. That. I don't mind that either.
The Niners have struggled lately.
They have.
I don't mind that. I agree.
They kind of stink like shit. Not going to lie.
Okay, I didn't really watch the Niner game too much, but is Fred Warner actually, like, injured?
No.
No?
He got a knee in the fucking quad and was acting like he tore something.
Oh, okay. I'm not saying they're in the power rankings, boys, but can I just say that I'm so proud that the Patriots beat the Bills? Dude, I please just say that? I'm so happy, boys. I'm not saying put them in there at all. Unless you guys really want to, then I'd be so ecstatic. But I just want to say I'm so happy we beat the fucking Bills. Fuck Josh Allen, fuck the Bills.
Can we talk a little bit real quick
about... I think they should just be bounced, bro.
We talk how bad they've struggled lately against shitty teams?
Really bad, bro.
They almost lost to the Giants. They lost to the Jets. They lose to the Pit. Dude, they've lost to the worst teams in the NFL.
I'll give it to the Bills. They are a bit injured right now, but
I
Josh
don't
Allen
care.
Looks like he's back in Wyoming. What are you
I
doing,
don't care.
Bud?
Look,
he doesn't know how to play football.
He's getting smacked by the Patriots D, dude.
I'm just gonna point out the Bills had almost a fully healthy offense and they couldn't win.
Though, but no, I agree.
Well,
it is kind of whack.
It's just they lost the Patriots. It is like there's no excuse. They made
Mac Jones
look
like he was on fire, dude.
Mac Jones
looked
like
on fire
Tom Brady.
That game. He looked so good. I mean, I'm gonna give a little bit of credit right there to Mac. Honestly, I'm going to just. I mean, he did great.
This is what I'm doing. If you would like to make changes, now is the time to do it. This is where my head's been at. I've been contemplating whether or not I think Seattle or Cleveland. I think
Seattle as well.
I would say Seattle, but I would definitely put Browns before Seattle. Browns before.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think the Browns have a better defense. I think Myles Garrett is playing potentially like an MVP caliber player.
He's going ballistic.
Seattle plays Cleveland this week, so that's going to be an interesting game. It's our first game against like a top 10 team. And then the week after we play the Ravens, and then we start a gauntlet of like the Niners, Eagles. So this is like a potentially we could end this like 7-game span under 500. It is entirely possible. So that's why I'm going to keep them off this top 10. But
I don't know about the Jags, man.
I'm not feeling too hot about the Jags, if I'm being honest as well.
But I wouldn't put the Falcons or the Browns above them. I don't know. They just beat a fucking sorry-ass Saints team by 7.
They are first in their
31-24. I know they are, and they probably will win that division. And they've had some good wins. I just feel like they kind of remind me of the Vikings of last year. They're winning a lot of close games, you know? But
yeah,
I would not put the Falcons or the Browns ahead of them.
Well, okay, so their only two losses came from the Texans and the Chiefs, which they lost in succession. They beat the Colts, they beat the Falcons, they beat the Bills, they beat the Colts, and then they just beat the Saints. They've already
listened to that. They're not playing anyone.
Well, it's all teams from their division.
I don't know. I like that. I like the way we have it right now.
Real quick, I'm not saying
Adam. I think for now, we definitely should keep it like that.
I'm not saying Adam on here at all. But also, Steelers are kind of looking nice at the moment.
That's a good point. God,
Steelers are looking nice. I'm not going to lie, fellas.
My only concern is they do this every year where they'll look really good to start and then they'll slow off by the end of the year and they'll narrowly miss the playoffs by game. And so I'm wondering if it's the same style. Now, granted, they are 4-2. And so I could also take the Falcons off, but the Falcons just beat the Bucks, who, while they haven't been fantastic lately, the Bucks started off really hot, and the Falcons are first in the division.
Steelers did also just beat the Rams, though, too.
It's the Rams. The Rams...
I'm just saying, with their powerhouse weapons, though, at the same time, I'm not saying put Steelers up there. I'm not actually saying that. I'm just comparing those right there. Like, I'm just looking at it from the past week. That's all.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Definitely an honorable mention, but I don't think that has to be in the top 10.
I think no. I think they could stay at 12. They play this week.
Is there any Keaton, is there any way to add an extra layer underneath 10 and put honor have a HC?
Yeah.
Because I think honorable mentions we should start adding because I think HM, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Whatever. There you go. All right, so we can put put Steelers. Okay.
And then are there any other honorable mentions from last week?
Well, I could put Buffalo, but I think they but Buffalo sucks. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't put Buffalo.
I don't think they're going to win a fucking playoff game. I can tell you that. But
so they're 4-3 right now.
I don't
know
if there's another team that's better.
They're 4-3. Their only convincing win of the year came from – let me pull up their games – came from the Dolphins. They lost to and the Raiders. They lost to the Jets. They beat the shit out of the Commanders. And then since then, they lost the Jaguars. They barely beat the Giants by 5. And then they lost to the Patriots. They've lost a lot of close games. But
yeah, but there's really no other team on that list that's better. Unless we want to keep the two as the honorable mentions and leave the Bills there.
I mean, I like the honorable mentions right there. I mean, I just don't see –
Yeah.
I don't really see how the Bills could be in the honorable mention, my opinion. I don't see that.
Especially with 3 losses.
Yeah, no.
It's just hard. I mean, I say that as the Falcons have 3 losses, but I think the Falcons are a little bit more complete right now, and they feel like they're on the up, whereas the Bills feel like they're on the downslope. Because considering the fact they've lost 2 – they've lost 3 out of their last 2 out of their last 3, and they almost lost 3 out of their last 3, albeit a last second touchdown.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I also think the Bengals are coming back a little bit. We'll see how they play this week.
Yeah, I thought about the Bengals as well, but
yeah,
they had a bye last week, and I don't think we can move them up. So
the Bengals are 3-3. They almost lost. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna say, they almost lost to Seattle because they almost lost to Seattle, but because honestly, Seattle had every opportunity to win that game. They shot themselves in the foot, which is another complaint I have with Geno. That's neither here nor there. I think this list is pretty solid. I think the team that surprised me the most right now is probably Baltimore.
Yeah,
I would say that too. Yeah,
it's hard not to hate.
I was really shitting on Lamar, and that team looks so good.
They played very, very well. Yeah,
they beat the shit out of the Lions.
It's hard to hate a team that beats the fuck out of a top 5 team in our last power rankings. You know,
mm-hmm. Right? I think we had the Lions at 5.
Yeah,
and then they won. What was that score?
A lot to a little.
I thought it was like 36-0 or some shit like that.
I can tell you the score. 38-6. Oh my god.
That's still pretty fucking bad.
Insane.
Ugh. That's scary.
I remember it was third quarter, and I think that score was, I think the Lions score was still 0.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, that was actually pretty simple. Pretty easy.
That was easy. Yeah. I think this week will be very telling. Yes. I mean, obviously, like I think. You know, Patriots had a big game. They finally won. You know, maybe it's an opportunity going into the deadline to turn some things around because deadline is basically on Halloween. Where I think my biggest frustration right now with a team was probably the Niners.
Yeah.
Zach, I mean, you can talk a little bit about that because I gave you so much shit yesterday. Yeah. I
ignored that shit.
For it.
I couldn't do it.
Okay. I know.
Hey, Zach, can I just say one thing real quick before you start?
Yeah.
Expect us.
Expect us!
Expect us!
Expect Brock Purdy!
I can't stand that shit. Expect us is so dumb. Tua sucks, but we're not talking
you
about
say
that.
Say it, though, too, though. Come on, now.
I think you say it ironically.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying expect us to make fun of Tua. Yeah.
Yeah, you said it ironically.
Okay.
But still.
Okay.
But
still, though.
God, where do I fucking start, man? Almost 500 fucking total yards to the best defense in the league. Like,
well, let me.
The only player that played with any heart was fucking Fred Warner. He's jumping over fools, getting injured. And the rest of the team just looked like they were fucking playing flag football. Also, I don't know. I'm wearing this fucking jersey. You can see it. This man has just disappeared, turned into Casper the Ghost. Don't know really what the fuck is happening with Nick Bosa. He has 3 sacks on the year, I think.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison popped the
fuck. Yeah, 2.5 fucking sacks. And we made Jordan Addison look like he was an all-pro, and he's a rookie. Yes, he's a good fucking rookie.
Jordan Addison,
they know how to fucking draft.
Jordan Addison has played really well lately. But
like, look at that, dude. He was averaging 17 fucking a cap.
Oh my god, he is a rookie.
He is, yeah.
Oh, it's wraps. He's him and Justin Jefferson. And you know what sucks? You know what sucks about this, Zach? They didn't have Jay Jettis.
He was averaging 17 a fucking catch without Justin Jefferson. Also, my AirPods just died, so I might sound a little bit weird. But
actually, you sound I'm not gonna lie, you sound a little bit better since
I do like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. So there's a couple things. 3 things. Number one, and I just saw a stat on this. San Francisco in the last 45 games, when down by 8 in the fourth quarter, are 0-45.
Oh.
0-45. Kyle Shanahan does not know how to run an offense when it matters.
Just about to say.
Game, which is very scary. And the other thing I was going to mention, well, the other 2 things I was going to mention was, one, our defensive coordinator, Wilkes, don't know what the fuck he's looking at. He's in the booth. He's in the booth. He's not even on the field. And we're giving up the same play over and over again. And I'm like screaming at the TV. Dude, at one point, the fucking Vikings were 8-for-10 for fucking third downs. Mm-hmm. And the third downs were 3rd and 8s, 3rd and 12s.
They finished 8-for-12 on third, yes, on third downs. Here you go. Third down efficiency, 8-for-13, 5-for-9. But the fourth down efficiency, or I'm sorry, the total plays and the first down efficiency is, I think, what makes it. Also, not a single sack was allowed against the Vikings.
So I'm saying we got no pressures. And so with that being said, what I was going to say was Wilkes is kind of like on the what's the word I'm looking for?
Hot seat.
Yeah, I wouldn't say hot seat, but like he's definitely being talked about in the Bay Area and how a lot of people are extremely upset about the way he's fucking running the defense, because we are only rushing with, I think it's 3 down linemen, and Nick Bosa even came out. Nick Bosa, who rarely ever says anything, he came out and said that he's not used to pass rushing with only 3. They're used to pass rushing with 4 and not blitzing as much, which if you're a fucking star player, highest paid defensive player ever in the league, just got fucking onto the podium and said that he doesn't like the way your defense is being ran, there's probably an issue, right? Yeah. So that's my main thing. The other thing is, I don't know what the fuck's happening with him and everyone else that we've signed on our defense line. We aren't getting pressure. We are getting pressure. We have got 0 pressure all year. We have to be in like the 10% low, what's the word I'm looking for? The like top 10 worst in rushing efficiency when it comes to like hitting the quarterback and getting like quarterback pressures, because we're just not getting them. We're not getting them. We're not hitting the quarterback. We're not getting sacks. We're not getting sacks. I would say we're probably on like the lower end of the NFL for total sacks, which has been very fucking frustrating knowing our defensive line is supposed to be that good. And then yesterday too, our fucking linebackers and safeties were just playing like they were a fucking JV player trying to get in the fifth quarter for freshman ball. It's like, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing here? Like, they just didn't play. So that was really frustrating. And then the other fucking main thing that I think I took away from it was that Brock Purdy low-key scares me, man. Low-key scares me.
He has his moments.
Dude.
I
thought we were past this with the whole Jimmy thing where our quarterback can't get it done and quote-unquote chokes. We're not past that. We're not past it. Brock has not proven anything when it means something in like the clutch time where he needs to make a throw, because he hasn't been put in that situation. And when he has been put in that situation, back-to-back weeks, we have lost. Not to say last week was on his fault or on him or his fault at all, because he drove down the field and Jake Moody missed the kick. But this week, that was a choke, and that scared the fuck out of me. That was on him. That was his fault. And
here,
like, forward into the future where it's like we go into fucking Philly, we go into the fucking Lions, we have to. We go into Dallas and we have to play these fucking teams, or even in the Super Bowl where we have to play like a fucking good Chiefs defense and he needs to score a fucking touchdown, down six. I am very worried now because we've seen that happen back to back games. And again, he didn't lose the last one. I'm not going to blame out him, but we didn't win. This one he did. And now it's more like, fuck, I have to fucking worry about this now as a fan. You know?
Well, 8.5%.
Now I'm worried.
So this is a stat that I posted last night. I was waiting till Brock Purdy had a bad game to publish this. Luckily, he had the game the day I screenshotted this.
Did you have this in the fucking archives?
I did. I literally said, I've been waiting to send this. And I guess I'll post it now.
I'm not going to lie. You started typing after the game, and I just saw the – God, this pissed me off. I go into my room. I literally throw my fucking beanie. I was so pissed. I wish Ant was there because he would have been laughing. Grab my beanie, threw it against my desk. Grab my fucking jersey, threw it against my desk. And then I just go, fuck, like in the middle of my room. And then I see Keaton typing, fuck yeah, can't wait to see this. All of a sudden, on my screen are fucking six laughing emojis. I'm like, yep, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, what's
coming next? It has to be about Brock Purdy. And then he says this, and then the crumble cookie. And I was like, I'm not responding to this. I know I'm getting –
the crumble cookie was the best.
I know he's throwing a fucking lure right at me, waiting for me to grab that shit. I know it's happening. And I couldn't do it, but I really wanted to, Keaton.
Yeah.
I really did.
So this was a stat that I posted last night. And this is it's kind of what I wanted to get your take on a little bit. But this is the open target miss rate, right? So you have like – PJ Walker, surprisingly Deshaun, well, not really surprisingly Deshaun Watson, Jordan Love in there, but at 10.5% miss rate of an open field target is Brock Purdy.
This for the season?
Yeah, this was as of, I think, Wednesday of last week. So this doesn't include the game he just had, which I think dropped his rating to like 11.3.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, as a fan, this is scary. It just reminds me of Jimmy, where it's like Jimmy goes out, and we're down six. We need a touchdown. Even, my heart is racing because he can't make it fucking happen.
Even Jimmy's at 6.4%.
The exact same way, bro? Or is this like a Kyle Shanahan thing? It has to be a mixture of both.
I think it's a mixture of both. Luckily, Gino's on there at 3.1%. So that's nice to see. It'd be nice if he didn't fucking turn it over every other goddamn drive, but that's fine. I don't know. Brock Purdy struggled a little bit. But, you know, I think it's just growing pains. You know, this is a true testament. They play the Bengals, who have been heating up.
Right.
The Bengals offense is a little okay, but their defense isn't bad. I think this will be really interesting.
And just face some adversity and like understand you just lost the game pretty much because of your fucking mistakes, Brock. Let's see how you play now.
Yeah. Because even against the Browns, he wasn't all that great. 12 for 27, 125 yards and a touchdown.
I will say, and we didn't get to talk about this one, he was pressured on 47% of the throws that he dropped back on. So
I'm fucking terrified of Cleveland right now.
That's really, really hard to do.
Cleveland's kind of nuts.
Dude, I hate
– half the time that you fucking drop back, it's really difficult to do well. But yeah. I will say he did throw a couple that were like, dude, who were you throwing to? But those last two drives against Minnesota, I was like – we're fucking doomed.
Yeah.
Like the combination of us choking, our defense playing like shit, Fred Warner being fucking injured, and then Brock throwing that interception. The first one, I was like, dude, we're fucked. We're fucked. And like, I don't think we're fucked. Like, I think that we could come out and be like maybe a first seed, a second seed, third seed. But that worries the fuck out of me in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah.
That's just not a recipe for success.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Well,
I had to fucking rant on that because that should
come out. But I get that. And I figured that's we were gonna have you rant. It's kind of why I was excited to get on here this week.
Right.
It was a brutal loss, but Anthony, go ahead.
Is it true, Zach? Is it true that when I forget who sent it, I think it might have been you. It could have been Isaac, could have been Stewie, could have been Diego, right? Oh, it could have been any one of the other Niner fans in our group chat. But is it true? Is next year going to be your guys' year now?
No. Man.
Sorry. I had to say, because every single year it's your guys' year.
We were saying there's always next year, because that's when Fred got injured. That's when Brock threw the fucking pick. That's when we lost the game. that chat was pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie. Like, we were going fucking in on the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. This is done. And we have two losses, and Fred Warner's fine.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Keaton and I, we were texting each other back and forth, laughing our asses off. It was hilarious.
Dreger said he's like, the season's over, it's wraps or whatever. Also, yeah, this is
okay.
Let's see if the camera can pick this up.
There it is. Crumble.
Crumble cookies.
Not gonna lie, I saw that in the morning again, and I was like, that's funny. But I know. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I had that crumble cookies thing for the Ravens game because I thought the Ravens were gonna somehow choke. But I was like, this is too perfect to have. So I know I'm gonna get it in, but I still think the Niners win that division. So it's whatever. I'm gonna soak in this moment before we play them on basically back to back weeks.
Yep, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, so, Keaton, good luck with that. I really salute you on that.
We play the Browns, the Ravens, then we have Commanders and Rams. Then it goes 49ers, Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles, Titans, Steelers.
Oh, that's so brutal. I salute you, soldier.
It's such a shitty slew. It could be so bad.
Hey, you could be the Patriots right now.
We could.
It could be worse. But we could also be Raiders right now. Could be even worse. But yet, Raiders beat us 2 weeks ago.
Raiders have a better record than you guys, don't they?
They sure do. So we are worse than the Raiders this year. That's great. You know, I'll drink to that.
Actually, kind of sad.
It is very pathetic. But anyways, we're not going to get into
that.
Do we want to get into the next week's games?
I was just about to say, I have it pulled up. Did we want to talk? Yeah.
Does someone want to write these down of what our projections are?
We can just
do the board. Board read that we did last week.
And then next week we can look at all of our projections because we're kind of a little bit.
We are, yeah. 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 Let's do it.
So Bucks are at the Bills. I'm honestly going to take the Bucks again.
There's no way.
I'm going to have to take the Bills on that.
I have zero faith in Josh Allen.
I'm going to go the Bills too, but
I don't have a lot of faith in them. I could see both ways here, but the heart's telling me to go Bills.
While you're picking the Bucks, but I feel like if the Bills want to stay on track with some of like the AFC powerhouses, they need a win.
Okay. Next game we have, that's our Thursday night game, so that'll be tomorrow for the people that are watching us. Jets at Giants.
Give me the Jets.
It's basically a home game for both teams because it's MetLife.
Yeah.
Give me the Jets.
I'm taking the Giants. I have faith in Tyrod Taylor to bring a little bit of excitement to that offense, but we'll see.
I don't think the fans do, but you can. Okay.
That's fair.
I don't think they have faith in anyone. Those fans suck.
Jags at Steelers.
Ooh, see, now that's a good game. That's a really good game. Ooh, okay. Now we actually have to think now.
Give me the Steelers, baby.
You're going Steelers? Ooh.
Kenny Pickett.
Kitten, Mittens, Pickett.
I'm
going Jags, personally.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Give me the Steelers, man. Honestly, I think the Jags are falling off so much. They're not utilizing as many people as they should right now. For example, Calvin Ridley right now. I think they need to be using him a lot, and they haven't. And Calvin Ridley is clearly a really good, reliable wide receiver, and they're not using him. They're only targeting Christian Kirk right now. And
as a fantasy.
No, not at all.
No, I'm talking about
Christian Kirk, yak? It'd have been nice if Debo could do what Christian Kirk's doing.
His highest score with 15.4 points.
Dude.
This is how I feel about Christian Kirk. I'll be popping bottles.
Sparkles and champagne. Bro, stop.
You got a Giat? Christian Kirk?
Yeah. Christian Giat. Christian Rizzler.
Smooth ass brains.
Anyways, give me the Steelers.
All right. I'm taking the Jags, so two Steelers, one Jag. Eagles at Commanders.
Give me the Eagles.
I'm also taking the Eagles.
Zach?
I want to hate so bad, but give me the Eagles.
Okay. I know your head was out right there, but.
Yeah.
Rams at Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys.
I'll take the Cowboys as well.
It's going to be such a Vikings at Packers. Give me the Vikings.
Vikings.
Yeah, I like the Vikings too.
Jordan Love's actually kind of sucks ass. I'm not gonna lie.
He's been boof.
No, yes.
He's been boof. It's kind of boof pack. Falcons at Titans.
Ooh. Might wait a meme matchup.
Eesh.
Yeah. Can be.
Titans. It could be. Going Titans.
Titans. I think that's a young team that goes to the Titans and plays a physical team. They get outmatched. Derrick Henry, who's playing right now, right? He's not injured.
No, he is.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. He's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'll have a big game in Atlanta. Loses.
Yeah, I'll take Titans then. I'm just going to go superstar on that. I will take Titans then as well.
Yeah. Next game, I'm going to go Falcons on that.
That's right.
Personally, I don't know. I think that defense is a little more stacked, and Ryan Tannehill actually is the worst veteran starting quarterback I've ever watched with my own eyes. So, Patriots at Dolphins.
What about Hoyer?
Okay, well, Brian Hoyer is
with Hoyer.
Hoyer's a career backup. I'm talking about like a career starter.
Yeah, okay.
As a veteran.
Okay,
then yeah.
The fact that this guy still is in the NFL as a starter is amazing to me.
That's fair.
And a testament to how bad the Titans are at drafting quarterbacks. Because Willis is even worse. Malik
Willis is a bum. That dude's playing in the CFL.
If Malik Willis had a sack challenge for like most sacks possibly taken in a 5-minute span, he would win by 1,000.
Right.
That's so. Hilarious. Patriots at Dolphins.
Dolphins are winning, and I can say that very confidently.
60-0.
Every single fucking year, the Dolphins beat the Patriots. I said this week one as well, and y'all remember from that. They fucking killed the Patriots. They didn't kill them. Patriots actually didn't do too bad, but they still win. Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins too.
Lot to a little. A few more games here. Saints at Colts. Give me the Colts.
Wait, what was it? Saints and Colts?
Saints at Colts, yeah.
The Colts are better than their record fucking says, man.
They are.
They really are. And they played the Browns so tough.
I'm going to take
the Colts. Jonathan Taylor coming back. I kind of like the Colts, too.
I like it.
Okay. Okay. Texans at the Panthers.
Dude, the Texans. Panthers are so fucking bomb. They're bums.
That's one of the worst teams I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more impressed about the Panthers fan.
I'm going Texans by a good chunk. Browns in Seattle.
Yeesh.
That's a good game. How's DK? How's DK?
He'll play, I think. He was a last minute scratch.
I think Seattle could do it too. Rush defense in the league right now, and Cleveland likes to come in bully ball every team that they try to play. So,
I do.
Seahawks pulling it out just because they are physical, and like I said, they're in the top five run defense in the league, or they are in the top five. So, I can see them.
I think Seahawks are going to squeeze through.
I would love to preface. Devin Witherspoon is an absolute dog. He right now is the highest graded cornerback in the entire league, and he has played five games. Yeah, so I really think if they can shut down Amari Cooper, which I think he can,
because
he shut down Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase had zero catches on one target. I think Seattle could win that, so I'm going to take Seattle as well.
Yeah,
but
I like Seattle at home. Right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I think they match up well.
Yeah, I do too. It'll be physical for sure. It's gonna be a trenches game.
Very, very physical. But it'll be like the Niners game.
Yeah. Speaking of, Bengals at San Francisco, 49ers.
I think it's
gotta be the Niners. It's gotta be. Yeah. If the Niners don't beat the Bengals,
going into the fucking bye week, we have a real big problem. Real big.
Yeah,
it's a big. If you guys lose to the Bengals right now.
Seattle, if you guys lose and Seattle wins, I'm saying
playoff problem, like not even making the playoffs. Like that might be where we're at. 5-3, Brock is not playing well, defense isn't playing well, we're going into the bye week where we're injured. that's either like a turnaround moment or we suck and we lose quite a few more games because our schedule is very difficult too. Yeah. I'm going to go Niners. I think we win.
I think Niners should win. They should.
They should, but they should beat the fucking Vikings too, and we look like JV players out there. So
JV wizard losers. Not that.
This is my blowout of the week. Chiefs at Broncos.
Oh, God.
Actually, that's not my blowout. I do have another blowout, but that's going to be a blowout.
Yeah. Dude, Travis Kelce is about to have a heyday.
Oh, yeah. Especially if Taylor Swift is there. Go, Taylor.
I love Taylor. Taylor.
Football
was my thing.
Did you see the dumb fucking handshake they did? The dumb fucking handshake they did.
No.
See what Parker put on his.
Patrick Mahomes. I think it was Parker. That's where I fucking saw it. Actually, no.
No, that wasn't Parker.
No, it wasn't from him. But I saw a highlight right after that, and it's him.
I saw
it
too.
It's Taylor Swift and Patrick
Mahomes
doing their
Brittany Mahomes
stupid handshake, and I'm like,
oh, don't forget, Jackson Mahomes joined in on it too, dude. It was awesome.
Not the worst drill of all time. Worst drill for football of all time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyways, okay, this is my blowout. Also, I'm taking Chiefs. This is my blowout of the week. Ravens at the Cardinals.
Dude, that's not going to be good.
Say Flowers, man.
Better it really is not going to be. That's not going to be good. It's really not going to be good at all.
Josh Dobbs is also still starting. They're not going to run Kyler Murray out this week, even though he's healthy.
There's just nothing the Cardinals can do to stop the Ravens. Literally nothing. No, they have nothing that can stop them.
No, I think
the Ravens are nowhere.
I think the Ravens are a legit Super Bowl contender, and the Cardinals are Caleb Williams tankers.
Yeah.
So,
Patriots, man.
Yeah. Last two games, we have our Sunday night game, the Bears at Chargers.
Oh my God, dude!
Can that be the meme? You know what? You know what? You know what? I will say,
prime fucking games that they've picked have been awful.
Horrible.
Whoever's doing it needs to be fired. Who are you looking at? Why are we scheduling this?
Well, hold on. We have an even worse game on Monday.
No, hang on. Wait.
Pick this Bears-Chargers game.
Chargers.
See, the shitty thing is I have to pick the Chargers, but I think Justin Herbert's a bum. I've been saying that, and everyone in the chat actually started agreeing with me that after this week. He's a bum, but I have to pick the Chargers.
I actually think Tyson Bagent might have something.
No,
I'm just saying there's a chance, and that Chargers defense.
Me too, wonder.
So you're going Bears.
That Chargers defense is really bad.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it is.
We'll see.
And honestly, Tyson had so many decent completions just on the run that I was like, okay, I feel this guy might have something. But okay, here's our Monday night matchup. The Raiders at the Lions.
Oh,
this sucks. Thank God the World Series is on this weekend because I am not watching Monday Night Football.
I feel bad for T-Lou's Closet.
Happy Halloween, T-Lou's Closet. You're getting a fucking facial, bud.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh,
it's going to be T-Lou really
T-Lou was asking for a treat on for Halloween. Nope, he got the trick.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson's about to give fucking Aiden O'Connell the trick.
By the way, give me Lions. Real quick, let me just. I feel like majority of these are either blowout matchups of the week or meme matchups of the week. And I can say that there is only one game that comes to my mind that could actually be the matchup of the week.
What is it?
Browns and Seahawks.
There were two. There was that one, and there was one before that that we were like, ooh.
Was it Jags-Steelers?
Jags-Steelers, yep.
It's a big game, too.
Those two games being the matchup of the week.
Kind
of
wild.
Sorry, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of disappointing. I'm not going to lie. But
those primetime games are awful.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like this week specifically, they're really
Thursday bad. Is Bucks at Bills. Then we have Sunday night as Bears at Chargers. And then Monday night as Raiders-Lions. You know what? You know what, Zach? You know what can save us? Thanksgiving, a month and a half from now, Niners in Seattle.
That's gonna be wild.
Thank you. Finally.
Wild.
That's a good. That'll be a good one. That'll be fun.
That might be for the division too, or at least a division lead. So
Yeah.
Division yeah, potentially, depending it's on how everything's going, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, right. Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. Obviously, trade deadline's coming up, so there's going to be a lot to talk about with that. But yeah, well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. And good luck see with you next week. And yeah.
Please like and subscribe. Slap the fuck out of you, boy. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching. Dude, she's just playing it on repeat.